Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Health Economics by Jay Bhattacharya Timothy Hyde. And Peter II is a textbook in economics and public health that introduces the core analytical tools used to study how healthcare markets work, how people make health-related choices, and how policy changes affect access, cost, and outcomes. Published in 2013, it is aimed at readers who want a structured, model-based account of modern health economics rather than a purely descriptive survey. The book is notable for combining formal economic reasoning with real-world explanations, which makes it useful in both undergraduate and graduate settings. Its scope is broad enough to cover the main pillars of the field, including demand for care, supply-side issues, information problems, insurance, and policy evaluation. At the same time, it reflects an international perspective, so the discussion is not limited to one country's health system. This makes it especially relevant for readers who want to understand healthcare as a market shaped by incentives, uncertainty, and regulation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, demand for healthcare as an economic choice under uncertainty. A central theme of the book is that healthcare demand cannot be understood in the same way as demand for ordinary consumer goods. People do not buy medical services only for immediate satisfaction. They seek care because health is uncertain, illness is costly, and information is incomplete. The textbook uses economic models to show how patients weigh price, expected benefit, and risk when deciding whether to seek care, buy insurance, or postpone treatment. This perspective is important because it explains why utilization patterns often differ from simple intuition. Even when care is needed, people may underuse it because of cost sharing, lack of information, or difficulty judging quality. The book's treatment of demand also helps readers understand why preventive care, physician visits, and hospital services respond differently to policy changes. By framing health behavior as choice under uncertainty, the authors give readers a disciplined way to interpret observed patterns in health spending and service use rather than treating them as random or purely clinical outcomes. Secondly, healthcare supply, provider incentives, and market structure. The book gives substantial attention to the supply side of healthcare, including how hospitals, physicians, and other providers respond to incentives. Healthcare markets are not perfectly competitive, and the textbook explains why providers have specialized knowledge. Patients often cannot judge quality in advance, and regulation shapes prices and access. These features make the structure of supply especially important. The authors show that provider behavior is influenced by reimbursement rules, institutional organization, and the degree of market power in local systems. As a result, the quantity and type of care delivered depend not only on clinical need, but also on payment design and organizational incentives. This is a key contribution of the book because it helps readers see why changes in hospital financing or physician payment can alter treatment patterns. The analysis also clarifies why quality and cost control are difficult to balance in healthcare. Rather than assuming providers simply maximize efficiency, the book presents them as agents operating within complex institutional constraints, which is essential for evaluating health system performance. Thirdly, information problems. Asymmetric knowledge, and the role of experts. Information economics is one of the most distinctive parts of the book, and it is crucial to understanding why healthcare differs from other markets. Patients usually know far less than providers about diagnoses, procedures, and outcomes, which creates asymmetric information. The textbook explains how this imbalance leads to problems such as moral hazard, adverse selection, and principal-agent issues. These are not abstract concepts in this setting. They directly affect insurance design, physician-patient relationships, and the reliability of market signals. Because patients depend on experts, they cannot always evaluate whether a recommended treatment is necessary or cost-effective. The book uses this insight to show why trust, regulation, and professional norms matter in health systems. It also helps explain why insurance can increase use of care while sometimes encouraging overuse. By placing information problems at the center of analysis, the authors provide readers with a framework for understanding both inefficiencies and policy responses. This makes the textbook especially useful for analyzing the limits of consumer choice in healthcare and the need for institutional oversight. Fourthly, health insurance, risk pooling, and the economics of coverage design. Another major topic is health insurance and the economic logic of spreading risk across a population. The book explains why insurance exists in healthcare at all. Medical costs are unpredictable, and without pooling, illness can create large financial shocks for individuals and families. The authors examine how insurance changes incentives by lowering out-of-pocket prices at the point of care, which increases access but can also contribute to higher utilization. This creates a trade-off between financial protection and cost containment. The textbook also addresses selection problems, since people who expect higher medical use may value insurance more than healthier individuals, making market design difficult. In this way, the book shows why public policy plays such a large role in health coverage. Readers learn how deductible levels, co-payments, and benefit structures affect both behavior and welfare. The treatment is valuable because it connects abstract insurance theory to practical questions about employer coverage, public programs, and reform design. Rather than presenting insurance as a simple good, the book shows it as a system of incentives that must balance protection, efficiency, and equity. Lastly, policy evaluation, behavioral economics, and the limits of simple market solutions. The book does not stop at market mechanisms. It also asks when policy intervention is justified and how to assess it. A notable feature is its international and policy-oriented perspective, which encourages readers to compare systems rather than assume that one model fits all settings. The textbook discusses how health policies influence access, spending, and distributional outcomes, and it uses economic reasoning to evaluate whether interventions improve welfare. Its inclusion of behavioral health economics is important because real patients do not always act like fully rational optimizers. People may underweight long-term benefits, misjudge risks, or fail to follow through on preventive action, which can justify nudges, regulation, or targeted support. At the same time, the authors are careful to show that policy can also create unintended incentives. This balance makes the book especially useful for students who need to understand both the power and the limits of government action. It stands out by integrating traditional economic models with behavioral and institutional concerns, giving readers a more realistic toolkit for analyzing health reform. In conclusion, health economics is best suited for students, instructors, and analysts who want a serious textbook-level introduction to the economics of healthcare. It is especially valuable for readers in economics, public health, medicine, policy, and related fields who need to understand not just how health systems are organized, but why they behave the way they do. The book offers practical benefits by teaching readers how to think about demand, supply, insurance, information asymmetry, and policy design as connected parts of one system. Its main strength is that it combines formal economic models with clear real-world interpretation, which makes it more rigorous than many introductory policy texts and more accessible than highly technical graduate treatments. It also stands out for its broad, international framing and its willingness to engage with modern debates in health economics rather than presenting only classic theory. Readers who want a framework for analyzing health reform, insurance design, provider incentives, and market failure will find it especially useful. In a crowded field of health economics textbooks, this one is notable for its balance of clarity, analytical discipline, and policy relevance. If you would like to support Jay Bhattacharya, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.